visiting teaching message. Prayerfully study this material and seek for inspiration to know what to share. How will understanding the family, a proclamation to the world, increase your faith in God and bless those you watch over through visiting teaching? For more information, go to reliefsociety.lds.org. Parenthood is a sacred duty. Our Heavenly Father established families to help us teach correct principles in a loving atmosphere. President Thomas S. Monson said, "Give your child a compliment and a hug. Say, 'I love you more.' Always express your thanks. Never let a problem to be solved become more important than a person to be loved." Susan W. Tanner, former Young Women General President, taught, "Our Father in Heaven exemplifies the pattern we should follow. He loves us, teaches us, is patient with us, and entrusts us with our agency. Sometimes discipline, which means to teach, is confused with criticism. Children, as well as people of all ages, improve behavior from love and encouragement more than from fault-finding. If we faithfully have family prayer, scripture study, family home evening, priesthood blessings, and Sabbath day observance," said Elder Quinton L. Cook of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, "our children will be prepared for an eternal home in heaven, regardless of what befalls them in a difficult world." Additional scriptures: 1 Nephi chapter 8, verse 37, 3 Nephi chapter 22, verse 13, Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verse 40, section 121, verse 41. Living Stories. I was reading the newspaper when one of my young grandsons snuggled up to me, said Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. As I read, I was delighted to hear his sweet voice chattering on in the background. Imagine my surprise when a few moments later he pushed himself between me and the paper, taking my face in his hands, and pressing his nose up to mine, he asked, "Grandpa, are you in there?" Being there means understanding the hearts of our youth and connecting with them. And connecting with them means not just conversing with them, but doing things with them too. We must plan and take advantage of teaching moments. The more I live, the more I recognize that the teaching moments in my youth, especially those provided by my parents, have shaped my life and made me who I am. Consider this. Why is the gospel best taught by the language and example of love? End of visiting teaching message. Parenthood is a sacred duty. Read by Jane Wise.